Good morning, everybody. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I had not scattered seed. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. I'm going back because there's a bit missing there. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Great, many thanks, Debbie. Apologies for missing a chunk out there. So now, by the wonders of technology, Mark, who has in fact just left the Zoom building, is now going to share God's word from us by the passage. So we're going to listen to his talk for us.
Well, hello, and my name is Mark Anderson. I'm one of the priests here at St. Mary's Oxted, which is a small town in East Surrey, just at sort of 6 o'clock on the M25. We also look after the neighbouring parish of Tandridge, a tiny village just next door to Oxted. But I've been helping with St. John's New Morden for a few months now, as Arles, their vicar, is on maternity leave. So it's been a joy to be with them, and it's a joy to be with you, other churches, the Baptist Church, others, over these few weeks in August. I'm sorry I can't be with you in person, but I've got a baptism here at midday, so there's the joy of that. And it's amazing to think that in this church, this medieval church, the tower is Norman, so about 1066, thousands of people have been married, baptized in this place over those years, and we owe a great debt of thanks to the people of Oxted who have maintained this church, who have worked and witnessed and welcomed people for over 1,000 years in this place. It's a wonderful thing to be part of. Let's pray as we think about God's words this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Scripture. We thank you for Jesus, the Word made flesh. May his words dwell in us more richly and help us to follow him more closely day by day. Well, here in Oxted, there's a National Trust property, a National Trust house nearby. It's called Chartwell. It was the home of Winston Churchill and his family for many years. And he was a man who knew he had a destiny and fulfilled that destiny in leading Britain and the Allies to victory in World War II. But he also experienced times in his life when he was doubted by others, when he lost his job, times when failure loomed on the horizon, and yet he persevered through those struggles and setbacks and endured to the end. Now, I go to Chartwell to get away from the distractions of everyday life, to create some space for God, to listen to God. And one day I was looking at a big tree, there's lots of them at Chartwell, and then I saw a small flower. And I sensed God say to me, be the person I created you to be. Don't try to be someone else. If you're a tree, don't try to be a flower. Be the best tree you can be. Be the best version of Mark you can be. Now, we can be inspired by people like Winston Churchill, but we shouldn't try to copy them too closely. We need to be the people that God made us to be. Now, that's a big question. Who has God made me to be? Who's he made you to be? Now, it's easy to feel inadequate, that we can't make much of a difference, especially when we see the great need around us. Or if we see great people do big things and we think, I could never do that. I'm small, I don't have much to give. It's easy to think like that, and sometimes I do. Now, someone asked Mother Teresa about what she did amongst the massive poverty and deprivation in India. Wasn't it just a drop in the ocean? Someone asked her. And she responded, yes, it was just a drop in the ocean. But the ocean is made up of many drops. Now, little me and little you can do great things because we're part of God's kingdom in our day to restore, to renew, to release from captivity, to bring sight to the blind, even the spiritually blind, to make beautiful again the world that God created and is transforming every moment of every day so that it's more like how God intended it to be. Little by little, I really believe all of us have a God-given vocation. And with God's help, we can truly become ourselves, who God made us to be. That's what it means to have a vocation, to do what God has called you to do. And it's different for everyone. Wherever we've come from, wherever we are, whatever work we do day to day, at school, in the office, in the hospital, on the road, in the house, wherever we work, God wants us to contribute to the building of the kingdom of God in that place, in our day. Perhaps just give it a go, see what happens. And with just a drop or two, we can contribute, maybe very little. But in the parable today, the parable of the talents, Jesus tells us about a man who is giving away a lot because he's going away for a long time. Now, in this parable, perhaps Jesus is preparing his disciples for his leaving them. Or it could be that this parable is directed towards those listening at the time, the people of Israel. Now, they had been given much. God had chosen them from all the nations of the world and blessed them with so much. A talent, by the way, it was about 15 years of a manual laborer's wages. So these talents were a lot of money. Now, God had asked the nation of Israel to be a blessing to the rest of humanity, a demonstration to all of the earth of God's love and grace, how people could live life in all its fullness as intended by God, and that blessing would overflow to the nations of the world. You know, 5 would become 10, 2 become 4. The blessing that they had received, the nation of Israel had received from God, would be a blessing to others as well. Now, however, there were some of those people at the time, in Jesus' time, that had chosen not to be a blessing, but were just focusing on their own righteousness, their own obedience, without much thought to others and the people Jesus would often criticise, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers of the law. And they were the very ones who had been given much, the leaders of God's chosen people, but they had chosen not to take the blessing they had received from God and use it to bless others. Now, the man in the parable was criticised, that this is the guy who buried his talent in the ground. He was criticised for not even trying to make more of that talent, what he had been given. Even though he had been given the smallest one, he was criticised for not sharing it or using it to bless others. And in fact, this is the parable where we get our word for gifts or abilities. You know, when someone's got a musical talent or another type of talent, that's where that word comes from, this parable. Because it's a parable about using our God-given talents, skills, gifts, resources to bless others. Jesus is asking us to offer what we have so that he can take it and use it to be part of his plan to restore creation, to bless creation. Now, I love the Old Testament story of Gideon. He was one of the judges in the book of Judges. He didn't have much. In fact, he was scared. And when God called him, he was hiding in a wine press. But he was used by God to do wonderful things. And God even took away some of his resources that would have been helpful to what he was called to do, so that he knew that God was doing the work for him. And God said to him through the messenger, and this is the bit I love in the story of Gideon, God said to him, "Go in the strength you have." Gideon already had what he needed to do that which God was asking of him. And it's the same with us as well. God has given us the Holy Spirit, our Emmanuel, our God with us. And to be even clearer, we read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, and this is from the New Living Translation. Peter writes, "God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another." Isn't that a beautiful verse? Use them well, these gifts, Peter writes. Use them well to serve, to bless others. So what little things could God make the most of? The little things in your life that, if offered to God, could be used to do wonderful things. Could be speaking to the person no one else speaks to. Perhaps that person is alone and lonely. Perhaps it's being the kind, honest, caring person at work, despite the pervading culture there, which is not like that at all. Just asking people in the community what's needed, asking God to open our eyes to see the needs around us, and then doing what we can to meet those needs. Might be cleaning up a dirty area, picking up some rubbish in the local community, whatever it is, whatever needs there are in your community. Could be offering to help someone who's finding something difficult. Where is God stirring your heart, stirring your passion? What are your gifts and skills? Where can you see a need? Where could you make a difference? As well as all the drops in the ocean, Mother Teresa also said that she did small things, but with great love. And my prayer is the Holy Spirit will encourage us to offer what little we have. And as we offer it, Jesus will use it to do great things. Now, it's going to be tough at times. We'll have joy, but there'll also be pain and disappointments, setbacks. It will be hard at times. But Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. This is another favourite verse of mine. Galatians 6, verse 9. He says, "Don't get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So whatever it is we're doing, God will cause us to be fruitful, to reap that harvest. Now, we don't need to look for worldly success. That's not what the kingdom of God is about. We only need to be faithful to our vocation, to our calling. Wherever that is, whatever work we do, whether it's caring for someone in the home, it's working in an office, wherever it is, we need to put our faith in the faithfulness of Christ, and he will cause us to be fruitful. God will cause things to grow, to be restored, to be healed, to save. So, God has given us a vocation, a calling. God gives us all we need to fulfill that vocation. We are all called to work for God, wherever we are, whatever we do day to day. God will cause us to be fruitful in that work. If we just offer up to him whatever it is we have, whatever it is we're doing, if we see it done in the presence of God, in the context of God using us to build his kingdom in our day, wherever we are. And then when hard times come and we need to persevere, let's remember that verse in Galatians 6. Don't get tired of doing what is good. For just at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Remember, God says, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray for workers, because there is a harvest and God will cause that harvest to happen. And the parable of the talents teaches us that God, Jesus will multiply what we offer to God. God wants us to be part of his wonderful plan of making the kingdom of God real to ordinary people in small acts of service, cumulatively adding up, building God's kingdom one step at a time, one drop at a time. We give to God what little we have, and God will use that. So when you pray, I encourage you to offer more of yourself to God, so he can work through you. Have confidence that Jesus is faithful and he will do it. Pray in faith. Go in the strength that you have. It's all you need. And God will do the rest. Amen.